Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. And that song is about healing, about doing some great things. We always put on inspiring songs. Our show is about health, aging, body, mind, spirit. We're into activism, peace around the world. Our show is every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, for 1 hour. Because I'm an activist and into peace from years ago, our first guest is Sherry Ray Russell. She has a great inspiring story about how she went from an accident into physical therapy, then yoga. She's got a yoga studio downtown L.A., Los Angeles, the big peace sign out front. Really interesting stories. This raw food restaurant, peace, and a gallery. This is all yoga. Wonderful. Then our second guest, Stefan Rudolph, mindfulness, how he changed his whole life, just the power of thought, the power of words, the power of his mind. So I've got a great show today. Our show is all about a lot of great things. So tell your friends about it. We can be reached on the archives. You can hear this show on iTunes, and you can rate us on iTunes. And if you are not near a computer or laptop, or if you have a friend that would like to hear the show on his phone, he can call the number I'm about to give you. Area 712-432-7231. Otherwise, computer or laptop, as you probably know, prn.fm. Also, if you want more background on the founder of our show, GaryNull.com, N-U-L-L. Great stories all the way around. All right, let's get to our first guest. Sherry Ray Russell is a...
Hey, Bob!
How are you, Sherry?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're always so full of positiveness and love and peace. I want you to open up by telling our listeners about your story, how you had that ice skating accident, and you went to physical therapy, then you got into yoga, the raw, the restaurant, and on.
Tell your story. Right now, how I got started in yoga was a professional ice skater for many years, 28 years, and then had injured myself when I was 17 years old, and one of my physical therapists said, hey, you should try yoga. And I was like, okay. So I went, and the first class, I'll be honest with you, it was so hard, you know. I was like, wow, this is tough. And I just stuck to it. My teacher at that time was in his 80s, and his name was Frank White. He was just lovely. And a lot of people in L.A. know him. He's an amazing man. And it stuck. Like, I did my first Shavasana, which is at the end of class where you relax. And it's the first time I felt totally at peace. And it stuck, and I kept going. And then I went to India when I was really young. I was 17. And again in my 20s, and studied with a man named Guruji. His name is Pratabi Joyce. And he's probably the grandfather, the godfather of yoga itself in Mysore, India.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Go ahead. You have more to say on your story? Go right ahead.
I just wanted to give you a chance to talk sometimes if you need to ask me questions.
Well, yeah, I do want you to tell us about, we have some listeners that don't know a whole lot about yoga. Give us a 101 on yoga and the benefits of it.
Yeah, well, you initially will start and you'll feel, sometimes people feel pain in their lower backs and their upper thoracic spine. Your thoracic spine is right where your bra line is if you're a woman. And, you know, right in that where all those pains come up. And it comes from sitting at your desk, at your computer, or driving in a car and rounding your shoulders. Well, we do a lot of things, a lot of heart openers. We do a lot of hip openers that are really gentle in your first couple practices. There's one where you just lie on your back and you put your foot on top of your bent left knee and you bring your feet off the ground and it opens up your hip. It's the one I teach all my beginners and they go, Sherry, it's changed my life. You've changed my life. I said, no, it's not me. It's yoga. This is an ancient tradition and this has been going on for 8,000 years. Of recorded history, it's the first language on the planet, so I really know that it has so much to give us if we just have the patience to breathe and learn something new and be open to learning something new. It's incredible. And every day, I am so blessed. Like yesterday, I got 4 messages that said, Sherry, you changed my life. It's not me. It's the yoga. I really adhere very strictly to the traditions of yoga, to the breathing. And I was speaking to one of my other teachers who's still alive now, Mark Whitwell, about breathing. And I sent him a message on Facebook that said, Mark, thank you for taking my breath away. He truly instills in everyone in Los Angeles that the foremost thing in yoga to do is breathe, to be focused on breathing. Because in Los Angeles, we're driving around like chickens with our heads cut off. We're trying to get things on time. And if we just had breathing, just inhale and exhale, those of you that are in your cars at home listening right now, just take a big breath. It's the first thing we did when we arrived on this planet, and it's the last thing we're going to do when we leave this planet, is stop breathing. So all we really have to do in the middle is breathe. And for a woman like me, it helps me to stop worrying. Like if I ever find myself worrying, and you know, when you're usually in a relationship, your relationship partner says, hey, you worry all the time. And the second he'll remind me that I'm worrying, I'll just take a breath or I'll go to my yoga studio, and instantly, just sitting on my yoga mat, I remember to breathe. I've also been studying with a really wonderful man that my boyfriend got to work with last weekend. He's a neuroscientist, and he talks about the very same thing. Breathing in love, breathing out peace, it's the breath. It is. They're finding neurological studies that breathing can change your health and reduce your stress. I mean, this is really coming into 2014. We are seeing the proof of yoga now, which is typically what Western medicine needs to see. They need to see proof. Well, we can prove now that through a plant-based diet, eating really a healthy plant-based diet, and breathing and doing yoga, that you can live a stress-free, really long, healthy life.
I want to let our listeners know, Sherry, that I'm speaking with Sherry Ray Russell, a fantastic creative yoga teacher who also has a raw food restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, and I've seen her at the, I first saw her at Occupy Los Angeles about 2.5-3 years ago, doing yoga several days a week, and it was wonderful. She's gone to health shows, and you know, Sherry, I noticed that when your people come in, they just love you. They give you hugs and everything. But let's get back to the yoga. I've seen that people tell me, I want to hear some stories about what results people have gotten from yoga. I know that it gets the oxygen into your brain, and it really relaxes you and calms you down. Tell us more about
cancer,
that, please.
You're talking about cancer patients. You're talking about obesity, addiction, depression, all of the things that we're seeing that are so prevalent in society today. They are being reversed through breathing. And this is what I'm so fascinated about. You know, I love the yoga asana, which are the poses, but I even need the breathing more than we need the poses. It's the breathing, linking the breath to all of our movements in our life. Even when you're making a juice in the morning and you're just making anything, creating anything in your life, when you do that with breath and the awareness of breath. Here's a really famous quote, because you asked me about breath. Krishnamacharya, who wrote the sutras that we see, that we're all transcribing to teach yoga in Los Angeles today and around the world, Krishnamacharya, he said, the mind is more difficult to control than the wind. Control your breath and you control your mind. And I take it one step further in my life. If you look at it this way, it's not control. The mind is more difficult to control than the wind. Observe your breath and you observe your mind. Be aware of your breath and you are aware of your mind. And you will start to be aware of when your mind is lying to you and when it's telling the truth. You have this thing called intuition, and it's in the center of your brain. It's called the pineal gland in the Western medicine, or pineal. And in Eastern philosophy, we call it the third eye. And what we do in yoga is we look into that space in the center of the brain. It's inside of the third ventricle in the center of the brain. And if you took a stick and went down through the top of your head and right above the top of your ears and where those two sticks would intersect in your brain, it's something called the third ventricle. And inside of the third ventricle is a tiny little T-shaped gland called the pineal or sometimes pineal gland. This is what yoga is all about. This space in yoga is called Om. And Om, the vibratory sound of Om, was the creation of the universe, therefore the creation of you. So when you Om
wow.
and look to this space, you create an inner peace that everyone feels instantly. That's why you say people come in my shop and they hug me and everybody says, I love you. It's because they are loving themselves. I am simply a mirror reflection of them so that they can see themselves, because the joy I have comes from my yoga. The food I make comes from my yoga, comes from my hands, and my hands are an extension of my heart. And that is the most important thing I can tell you. Is Anjaniya Mudra. It's when we put our hands in prayer in our heart and we just Om. Well, you do it too. When you picked up the phone to call me today, you did that with your fingers. You're doing everything
right.
from your heart. And when we operate from our mind, we make very poor decisions. But when we operate from a still, quiet, calm, peaceful space inside, the decisions that we make are good for us.
Sherry,
that's
why I think this is why in India there's a lot of peaceful people. They're going back to Gandhi and a lady named Dr.
Yeah.
Vandana Shiva now, the seed lady. I want to ask you this. Now, the name of my show is called Let's Create a Better World, and yoga and breathing and meditation are all three of the things that we talk about on this show, as well as many more. But let's talk about how we can change the world. I've talked to a few people into breathing, yoga, meditation, who feel that if people were more peaceful, we wouldn't have as many wars and trouble and fighting and killing and all the horrible violence that we have. What can you say about that?
Well, here's the deal. There's something in this life called balance, and there's something in yoga called hatha yoga. Ha is sun, ta is moon. That is the union of sun and moon, which is yoga. Yoga is union. So how can we, in this world, of course, it's Gandhi's dream, Martin Luther King's dream, your dream, my dream, to have peace on earth, obviously, right? That's what we're all shooting for. But there is a reality. There's something called balance. There is light and dark. And you cannot have light without the darkness or darkness without the light. So there is a balance between these two worlds. And as much as we all want peace, 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 the peace must begin with you, with me, inside every individual person. The only way to global peace is inner peace. And when we all have individual inner peace, that will equal the global peace you're dreaming of. And yes, it is possible. Are we on our way? Yes. There's a consciousness happening. Look at your radio show. This radio show did not exist in 1940, 1950. Probably in the 60s, yes, it did. Thank God for the 60s. I'm a product of the 60s. Thank God I made it just under the gun. And it was a time in our life where, you know, you had the summer of love. You had people really thinking about these things. And for some reason, it shifted again. But I think, and I believe, and I feel, and I know everyone feels it too, there's a huge shift happening now. And that is because of the Internet. We are having... There's a website right now currently called 23andMe, and it's all about our chromosomes. And you can send a DNA test into this website, and they can tell you where you come from, your ancestralhood, all the way back, what things you have wrong in your body. And they're trying to stop this website, and they can't, thank God, because the Internet is still free. And what's happening is we are linking people globally. And when you link people globally, people find out they're from India and Africa, and they find out their roots and their origins. They start traveling there. When you travel, you open the minds of human beings, and that's when you change the world, and that's when you create peace. Because when we finally understand that we are all the same and that we are all one, that's where the peace comes from. We only see war when we don't understand each other. And this cannot go. The internet is linking us. The cell phones are linking us. There's an app called WhatsApp. It just sold for 16, I think it's billion. I'm not even sure, but it's a way of communicating through our cell phones for free. And my best friend Amanda, who travels a lot, has been talking to me on it for 2 years, and the company just sold. So these are the steps that are towards peace. And when we finally start growing towards this oneness that I know you feel, that's why you've created this show, we will know peace. We will know peace on earth. It is never too late. Don't ever give up hope. Because that's all we really truly have, isn't it? Because you just keep striving for your own inner peace, and then you will see more peace in your own home, and then in your city, and in your community, and in your state, and in your country, and then in the world. And
that's what we're doing. That's it.
It's happening. It's so electric right now. It's on fire right now. People are drinking fresh squeezed juices. When did you hear of that 20 years ago? I was considered a freak 20 years ago when I was on my 4-month juice fast cleansing out my organs. Now people are coming in every day wanting a juice fast to clean out their organs. Simple. We are shifting the consciousness through living foods, through plant-based diet, and through breathing and yoga and meditation.
And Sherry, people like you are part of the leadership, as well as this radio show and Gary Null and all the things we're doing. There is a shift, and it's coming. The Mayan prophecy said so, and there's many things. But Sherry, let me just introduce you once again to our latecomers on this show. I'm Bobby Elias. The show is Let's Create a Better World, and I'm speaking to Sherry Ray Russell, a wonderful, very creative, peaceful yoga teacher. I want you to tell us about your place. You've got a raw food restaurant. You have a yoga gallery. You have a big peace sign out front. And your motto is work in, not out. Tell us more about your goals and what you're doing at your center.
That's exactly it. Well, our goals are in 10 words. I made it in 10 words. Live yoga, live food, live art, live music, live people. That's what we do there. It's in 10 words. We do yoga and you feel alive. We have live food, living plant-based food, fresh-squeezed juices, all organic, no GMOs, education on GMOs, films, little community films that we screen, events and parties going on all the time. You can find us on our website at peaceyogagallery.com, and there's a little thing that you can link up and get a newsletter sent to your email box. Live music, we have a sitarist play every Friday night, and then raw food dinner after. On Monday night, I've been having a pianist and two singers. On Wednesday night, I've been having two guitar players and a singer. So we have these live musicians that are really relaxing your mind when you hear this beautiful Indian music during your yoga classes. And then you can come upstairs and have a fresh squeezed juice or a kombucha. We have a homemade kombucha from Kombucha Dog, which is a company right in downtown L.A. We like to work with local community organizations. We're also linking up with the Woman's Homeless Shelter downtown, doing yoga there and breathing with my friend Dina, who runs the programs. We just want everyone to get involved, because the more community that we have, the more of this peace that we're talking about that we're going to find and cultivate and create. And then live music and live people. That's it. That's what we do.
And that is a large step towards what we talked about just a minute ago, about trying to teach more people and how people are changing into raw foods and health. So, Sherry Ray, your place is really wonderful. Let's get back to yoga and how some of your goals and why you think that yoga is, everyone should do yoga, as far as you mentioned earlier, but how can we spread the word out on yoga? I know social media network is one of them. What are you doing to spread the word out on your place? Because I do want to talk to you about that later.
Yeah, well, just like you said, social media is one of the greatest ways to communicate. The internet and our cell phones, I mean, cell phones are amazing these days. Look at our cell phones. We did not have this 5 years ago, what we have right now. The technology is amazing. I believe I could look up the statistics, but most people do find us via cell phone. Really, not even the internet so much anymore. Everyone's doing their activity on their phones. So I've been working with a couple brilliant marketing guys that are actually doing yoga right now underneath me. And they are thinking of new ways to get this word out. But I think, once again, my business has been built upon word of mouth. People like you, people coming in and taking one class, one yoga class. My Magic Friday class is designed for beginners at 6:30 p.m. It is so gentle, so much fun. We have people rolling around, laughing on the ground like little kids, and that was what the answer to the question was earlier I was going to say, was why? What are the benefits of yoga? We reverse the aging process. We become younger. One of the poses I do on the ground, on your back, it's called Happy Baby, Dead Bug, and Cockroach. And we just act like animals, children, in nature. And that is what the yoga poses are called. You know, cat, cow, dolphin, pigeon, you know, camel. All of the poses in yoga are named after animals, children, and nature. And the more we move around like animals, children, and nature, and the more time we spend with our feet and our hands inside of Mother Earth, the more energy we get from the Earth. The more time we spend sitting on the Earth with our back on the Earth, there is energy. There's actually a film out right now called Grounded, which is amazing. It's like a little tiny film, and it's all about how when you ground yourself in the earth, it's an epic, let me see if it's right. There's a very famous doctor. His name is Dr. Joseph Mercola, and he goes to all of the huge festivals as well. And he's preaching the same thing I'm talking about, but he's doing it from a scientific perspective, that when we lie on our back and we act like we did when we were little kids, all of our ailments, all of our dis-ease, they go away just by breathing, just by doing yoga. And I thought to myself, if I had known yoga when I was 10 in school, where would I be today? I would not be injured. It stops injuries in the human body. It heals your mind. It heals your thought process. And all I can say is just go to any yoga studio in your neighborhood, take a gentle beginner yoga class. Try it out.
Right.
And you're never going to leave a yoga class saying, I wish I didn't do that. You're going to love it. It's going to give you that break in your day that you deserve.
It's the best. Sherry Ray, give us your contact information, and then there's something else I'm going to ask you about in a second. But slowly, please read your website, a way people can contact you, hear about you, and so forth.
Yeah. You can simply come to the studio. We're at 903 South Main in downtown Los Angeles, 9th and Main. Our website is peaceyogagallery.com. And my phone number is so easy you could remember it if you ever get into trouble and you need me to help get out of jail. I'm joking. 213-500-507. You can call us any day of the week, and we'll answer any questions you have and make it a comfortable experience for you to come to do yoga your first time.
Okay, we've got about a minute or two, Sherry Ray. Why don't you give us, in two minutes or 3 minutes, your final thoughts and a way, you've already done plenty of motivation for our people, but give us some last-minute thoughts before we close out.
Wow, this is it. I leave you with my favorite quote in the world, and sometimes I get emotional saying it, but Buddha said it. We have to give credit where credit's due. He said, what people do to you is their karma. How you react is yours. That changed my life forever when I saw that, because it's how I react to the world that causes any pain in my life or any joy in my life. The only control we have over anything is the way we react to things. And in Los Angeles, we are put in a lot of really difficult positions a lot of the time. And if we can just not react, and just breathe, put that breath before we react, then we are doing the work that we were put here to do. We are becoming the healers, the peacemakers, the dreamers of dreams, just like Willy Wonka told us. That's why we're here. We're here to love each other. And the only thing we take from this life is the love we give other people. So breathe
first. That's great. Sherry Ray, give your website again one time very slowly so our listeners can tune in and see what you have to say. Please.
Great. Peace, like peace and love, peaceyogagallery.com. Peaceyogagallery.com. And I leave you with this. May there be peace on earth, and may it begin with me.
And also begin with yoga. That's why we're here to have Sherry Ray on. Yoga is the best, and you are wonderful, Sherry Ray. Thank you so much for being with us. We want to have you on again, and I want to talk to you about ways that we can promote you and your work. I do a lot of that on my own on the side. I definitely want to meet with you very soon. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Lovely. I'll see you in class, and thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Take care.
Namaste.
Bye. Okay. Beautiful. What a wonderful, inspirational, motivated woman that is doing so much in the way of peace and love and yoga and raw food. This is great. Sherry Ray Russell, that was her. Okay, our next guest is a gentleman named Stefan Rudolph. He is into mindfulness. He has been a web designer for 15 years, leading more and more of the medical side into the spiritual side more and more. And he's got lots of information about how he changed his life. And Stefan, are you there?
Yes, Bobby. How you doing?
Great. Good. Good to have you on the show. I want you to first start telling us about your story, about yourself briefly, but more so about the wonderful story you had about how you overcame some addictions with the power of the mind. Go right ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's something that really, I think, is instilled in all of us from a young age. You know, the way we grow up, basically what I say is the way we are programmed in life to do what others are doing around us. We follow that path, as you know, and many of us know, from what we see as a child. And what I grew up in, North County here in Vista and Escondido area. My grandfather was very successful. He was actually a mayor of Tracy, California back in the 50s, moved back down here. And he started his own business in engine rebuilding, and he had a lot of connections in the restaurant and bar industries. And he had investments in Vista. And so that kind of led me toward living in that type of environment, restaurant and bars constantly growing up. I always wanted to own one, wanted to be a bar owner. And that really led to, as well, to the addiction side, thinking that my life revolved around alcohol, revolved around that type of lifestyle. And even as a young boy growing up as a teenager, I started very young and was a very social drinker, outgoing. But it led into that area of addiction, and the mindset that I had was that was a norm. That was what everybody did. I struggled through high school, but did get through it. And as I went on into college, it really took over in that area. You know, the party scene, I made it through college, but really what I said is I studied virology. You know, I kind of joked about that at Chico State up north. And it overtook my mindset. I also had an issue with epilepsy when I was in football in high school. I suffered a severe concussion, was knocked out unconscious for 3 days, and then thereafter had seizure problems. Now, with the alcohol and the seizures, of course, that doesn't go together. But, you know, as a young kid, you don't listen to reason. You create your own reason in your own mind. And that's what happened is I kept drinking, kept partying. I would take my medication, but started having seizures about the age of 24, 25. Got out of college, was doing very well, actually got into pharmaceutical sales. And that's where what we talk about here, and I liked what Sherry had to say a lot about the mindfulness, along the same lines of we have to clear our mind, and the drugs that I was on for epilepsy was not helping. Tegretol, Topamax, you name it, I was on everything trying to stop the grand mal seizures and was not working. Now, even in pharmaceutical sales, I was studying more and more and seeing how what this medication does to us is not heal. It actually just prevents. It's like a temporary Band-Aid, I like to call it, you know, where you rip off the Band-Aid every week, and it wasn't helping. So I was in that industry for, you know, a couple years, saw it. As you probably know, Bobby, you've talked a lot about, you know, the medication and medical industries and what we do and stuff like that. It was not preventing the seizures. It was not helping. And then combined with alcohol, it was getting worse and worse in my life. And that's where I became more in tune with my mind, and what I was putting into my body was really affecting me and the seizures I was having. And I had a major grand mal in 2004 on the road and lost my license and lost my ability to drive. And alcohol pretty much took over after that. I was doing very well with a beautiful wife at the time. We owned a $500,000 home in Anaheim. Life was great, you know, as far as financially. But the more and more in touch I became with myself through meditation, through mindset, through prayer, I saw areas of life that I didn't know I should focus on at a young age. And maybe you know that as far as physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I was pretty much lost. And financially, I was very well off, but that's only 20% of 100%, right? That's a failing grade, you know. And I had to lose everything, basically. I like what Steve Miller said in one of his songs. He had to go through hell to get to heaven. And that's pretty much what I did at that point in my life in 2004. So it's something that I overcame the problems of trying to earn more and more and never being happy. My wife at the time, in the same way, we made very good money, beautiful house, two company cars, but both of us were not happy. And what I saw was by losing everything that I had and actually going through a rehab for my wife at the time, trying to keep our marriage together for alcohol, it just didn't work. Even though I stopped for a year, it was my mindset and what I had programmed myself into at a young age was affecting the way I was leading my older life, trying to be the person I used to be and not knowing who I should be at the same time. And I had to really, as I mentioned, lose everything and start finding myself through the meditation process and prayer. And I became more physically, mentally, emotionally stable in those areas, and now back on my feet financially. But I also went through, during that time period of 2001 to 2012, two hernia surgeries and a pulmonary embolism, three endoscopies because of acid reflux from drinking, and brain surgery back in 2007. So been through.
Stefan, let me give you a little take on what I have on this whole new phenomenon of mindfulness. And first of all, those of you listeners heard the earlier segment with Sherry Ray Russell, the great yoga teacher. We mentioned how the world is changing, how people are getting into raw food, they're getting into juicing, they're getting into yoga and moving the body, exercising more, and just more of the more peaceful, wonderful things that are progressive. That's what this station and this show is all about. Let me give our listeners, and I want you to follow up on this, Stefan. 7 or 8 years ago, there was a DVD out called The Secret. The whole thing of law of attraction, positive thinking came out again. And people like Eckhart Tolle, like Wayne Dyer, Luis Hay, Gary Noh, they all have great, great DVDs and CDs on the whole aspect of, as I call it, being grateful for what you have, not what you don't have. That's one of my philosophies, and it's really helped me, and it's helped a lot of people. And this is your story is fantastic, Stefan. I want you to tell people about how and why they need to change their mindset from the negative to the positive, and how we should be grateful for what we have and not always talking about the toxic and negative things that are going on, which is really – and I'll also talk about the mind and the brain. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's perfect, Bobby. You have a great point. And that, too, that book, The Secret – was one thing that changed my life as well. And it's something that my ex-wife actually gave me on our divorce. And we parted on good terms, and she said, here's a book I read, you know, try this. And that book with Wayne Dyer and other related books changed my life completely, because I started looking, like you're saying, more open-minded, more not, if we're closed-minded, we're just thinking about ourselves, kind of selfishly, what's in it for me. I started thinking there's more out there, and with Eckhart Tolle and other books, they started showing me that, hey, I have control over my addictions. I have control over myself. I can do stuff that I want, that I can, you know, only dreamed of, and grow a business as I'm doing it right now. But definitely, Wayne Dyer was the biggest influence ever. He, at 43 years old, which is where I'm at now, just stopped drinking completely, dropped alcohol. He talks about his addictions, his problems, and they're really not problems. They're just bumps in the road, I say. I focus on those positives. I look at it. I thank God when something happens to me in my life that might be negative at the time, because we're able to overcome it. But that book, The Secret, from what I took from that, it changed my life completely, because of the time when I was actually taking four medications for epilepsy and it wasn't curing it. After the surgery, I thought, I'm healed. I got off the medication. I'm all done. I actually play a lot of racquetball and very competitive now these days, but I couldn't play racquetball for 2 years because of the epilepsy. And when I got back in the court, I thought, well, I'm all good now. But in 2009, I had a seizure on the court. I kept having seizures afterwards. And I learned to just tell myself, you know what, I am healthy. I am a healthy human being. I am epilepsy free. It's in my past. I started programming my mind in 2009, 2010, and started saying, I'm alcohol free. I am healthy, over and over. I would look in the mirror every morning and say that. I don't know where I got it from, probably some of the books I listened to and read, but it was just some type of reprogramming is what I like to call it. And it worked. And it was slow, but over about 2011, 2012, I got off medication. I was completely epileptic free as of probably about almost 2 years now, of any grand malls especially. But little small malls is what I call them. The things that happen in my stomach, for epileptics that probably know this, a small mal is the feelings that you get before a grand mal. Even tiniest bit that I feel something is about to come on, I talk my way out of it. And doctors and neurologists that I deal with cannot believe this, but I will say to this day, we are our own doctor. We write our own prescriptions. We have the power to do anything we want. And it's all in the mind.
That's right. Very good. Wow, that is it's so true. The brain is so powerful. You know, Stefan, Gary Noel has done two or three brand new DVDs over the past few months about the brain and the power of it, and how we need to keep that brain healthy by not drinking, not taking drugs. We got to keep it positive. And that's the part that you and I are talking about right now, keeping our mind positive. One of the theories that I have, Stefan, is I am so positive, it's pathetic. When I walk around, anytime I see or hear anything negative or a toxic person, I just move away. I mean, try to turn that situation, that person around if I can, but if I can't, I move on. My whole world is, there is nothing. I wake up in the morning and I'm just so happy and grateful that I'm alive and this is a great world. I don't stop and think about anything bad, just the good.
And people will look at you and say, what's wrong with this guy? Because that's not normal.
That's right. Very good. I like that.
Yeah, normality in our world is created by people going, oh, look at my life sucks, politics, bills, this, that, and complaining, and it's not right. And they don't realize it, but it's just normal. And until you become so positive, they look at you going, look at this guy, you know, he's abnormal. He's so positive.
Stefan, that's one of the goals of this radio show, and people like you and Sherry Ray are talking about how we can change the world through, as she talked about, juicing and raw food and yoga and being more peaceful. And then we're talking about the brain and the mind and how if we just change our thoughts. Give us some more on that, Stefan.
Yeah, and just so the audience knows as well, this is where we met, Bobby, as far as the Raw Foods, the Raw Living Expo, and that's what's changed my life too. And I say change because it's constant and never-ending improvement in life. And that's a constant change that we're all going through, where I started doing more raw foods, more focused on when I would eat a bunch of crap, either pizza or fast food especially, I had certain feelings in my body, in my mind especially, and I paid attention to that. I started writing down the foods that I ate, started tracking what I was feeling and going, oh, I had some candy or I had this or I was, you know, anything that was going in my mind. I started tracking and reprogramming my brain to know what my C drive, what my mind was computing and what it was doing because of the information I was putting in. And especially with raw foods, that Living Expo, Raw Living Expo was tremendous for me to see exactly, you know, I've gone about 80%, I'd say vegetarian, but you know, I still eat some chicken here and there, tuna, stuff like that. It's really helped me, though, to lose weight, feel better, just live life to the fullest every day.
And, you know, Stefan, when we get our mind in a more positive frame, when we do deep breathing and we think of all these wonderful, beautiful things in the world and try to stay away from the negativity, we become better persons and we start to branch out like you, getting into more healthy things, more healthy people, more healthy, like you said, health shows. This is great. What other things can we talk about? Why don't we talk about how a new person, what's the first steps he can do to change his life around like you did, but some real simple one-on-one on how they can, somebody new to this whole arena can change their life through some very simple 1, 2, 3 things. Give us some take on that, please.
Yeah, my main suggestion would be mindfulness, just being aware of what you are putting into your body, what is going on, how much sleep you're getting. In my drinking patterns, I was in the restaurant and bar industry in 2010 to 2011, and I was drinking 5-6 days a week, and I started these books that I was listening to. I was already reprogramming my mind, so it wasn't just a one-night overnight process. I started writing down what I ate, how much I drank, and it started awakening me. My subconscious was letting my conscious know, hey, this isn't right. This is not right. You know, you're putting this into your body. So my recommendation is track what you're eating, what you're drinking. And then also be aware of the feelings that go on, how you sleep. Like when I wake up, if I didn't sleep well, I go back to this maybe the stress of the day before, if there was certain things that happened. And then meditation especially. I started getting into that about 3 years ago as well. It just came to me one day on the beach. I just had to sit down and close my eyes. And at that point, I started feeling just so much better and grounded from being in the now and not thinking about the past, not thinking about stressing the future. Just trying to breathe, and that's what my one recommendation is, what I like to call like a 30-second pause, where when you first start meditating, you take, you know, 6 seconds in, hold it for 10 seconds, do a little breathing. That's all it took. Breathe in, breathe out. And it really helped my day, and then throughout the day I do this now and at night. So really meditation, you know, prayer, yoga, what I liked earlier too, that's really helped me. And just retraining our brain, you know, reprogramming that C drive. And over time, we'll notice that. Usually I call it a 28-day, you know, how you go through a 28-day rehab. You're going to rehab your body, your mind, and your soul into a better person.
That's wonderful. Stefan, what are your goals for the next 5 or 10 years? As far, you and I talked about how you would like to really jump into this field more and more. And what are some of the things you think you can do and how we can help change the society and the world?
What I would like is what I saw at the Raw Foods Expo and others. I met an author, Nathan Crane, about 2 years ago, and he has been a great influence. I would like to help others. I've actually been writing off and on for 10 years, and one of it is about the addiction that I had with alcohol. It's called When the Keg Runs Dry, the name of the book, and about my lifestyle, my story. What I would like to do is help others in that area. Now, my business itself is a web design business and helps small businesses grow through sales and marketing and web design. And I actually have the domain name clickforgrowth.com, you know, for a business-wise. But also personally and spiritually, I see that as the way I'm going in life is helping others by telling them what I went through, what I'm doing currently, and 5 years from now, like you're saying, what I want to be doing is really moving along those lines of helping others grow, because that helps me grow tremendously. People hear my story, and that's probably not even 25% of it, what we went through, but it's stuff that they say, God, how did you do that? How did you overcome all these? You were so near death all these times. But what I did was, it just seemed normal to me, and that's what I want to help other people with, is really to abolish fear, is to recognize fear when it comes in our life, and be able to acknowledge it and say, okay, this is a different situation in life. Maybe you just got in a car accident, something happened. But acknowledge it, accept it, and be thankful for it. And those are the areas that I like to help people with in my writing and speaking and all areas that I can do for people.
That's great. Stefan, why don't you give our listeners your contact information? Please read it slowly how people can reach you if they'd like to.
Yeah, my website, the domain name is Click for Growth. It's number 4, clickforgrowth.com. And I have an email address. My business name is eServiceFinder Network. And my email address is srudolph@eServiceFinderNetwork.com. That's srudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H, at eServiceFinderNetwork.com. You can find me on Facebook as well. And, you know, definitely just looking to, I'm in that transformation period where I'm going from web designing work to more spiritual growth work, health, everything in those areas. Because I can feel it. I was sitting here for this, you know. And that's something that I want to help other people with. And I loved how Sherry had closed out with the Buddha and mentioned that what people do to you is their karma, you know, and what we do to us is how we accept it is up to us. And what I like to say is what other people think about me is none of my business. And that's what Wayne Dyer taught me, too, is like don't let other people's thoughts or actions affect you. And if they do affect you, recognize it as your conscious. Don't let it affect your subconscious because you react in a negative way and it's going to keep following you. It's going to keep building up and building up. So just focus on positivity.
Stefan, why don't you hang on? I want you to hear my 2 or 3 minute little rap on for our listeners about how I feel about what Sherry Ray had to say, what you had to say, and just my own thoughts about how individual people can change themselves and their community and their family and the society, their country, and the world. Okay. First, let's start with, I just want you to hear me out for 2 or 3 minutes, then I want you to make a quick comment, and then we're going to wrap it up. Peace. Peace is so, so important. Everybody should have a peaceful mind and a peaceful body, relax more, do some exercise, take a yoga class, change your diet, eat more healthy foods, more vegetables, fruits, raw juices, green juices, a vegan lifestyle, more exercise, move the body, get yourself a holistic doctor, get yourself a holistic dentist, exercise, ground yourself, take your feet, take your shoes off and walk in a park on the grass or a sand or an area where there's no nothing is going to hurt your feet. Ground yourself to the earth and pray. And when I say pray, that could be meditation. Just be silent for 5, 10, 15 minutes a day. Do your meditation and breathe deeply. Your breathing is so, so important. And check out social media. We're going to have a next week's show is going to be on social media networking and how we can change the world that way. That's the goal of this thing. Drink a lot of water and eat your food slowly. And above all, final thought on my end would be to be grateful for what you have. When I wake up in the morning, I'm just so happy that I'm alive and that I have a bed, that I have a restroom, that I have a place to fix food, a refrigerator. I have a family, I have friends, I have a few things, I have a car. I'm just grateful for what I have. Never, Stefan or anybody else listening, do I ever think about what I don't have. It's not important. Let it go. We can't. Now, one more thought here. If you live in the past, you're living in a depressive state. If you're living in the future, you're living in an anxiety weight because you're thinking about it too much. Live in the present. Savor this very moment and think of it in a peaceful, calm way and just be yourself calm. If you do all these things that we talk about on this show, you can and will change your life. Stefan, your thoughts on that?
Exactly. That's called the law of attraction, Bobby. That's exactly what you're talking about. It's what I've thought about for the past few years now. Peace, you know, raw foods came into my life, exercise, being grounded through prayer, meditation took over. And I have a cousin who says, well, you meditation, and he kind of has a conflict with that when it comes to prayer, like it's maybe a different religion. And I said, no, you know what? I pray to my higher power when I'm meditating. I relax. Meditation has been the best thing for me. And yoga, yeah. Really living in the present, like you said, too, is great because, like I mentioned before, you know, don't worry about the past. Don't get stuck on the future about what's going to happen, but just living in the present now and being grateful because I've lost everything at one point in my life, but that's what changed my life, Bobby, was being grateful for what I had at that present time, whether it's the little things like even toilet paper, you know, little things like, you know, paper towels there. Food, you know, canned food, and, you know, just be thankful for everything that we have, every breath we take, And it's really hard for a lot of people, but once you start reprogramming your mind, it becomes easy, it becomes normal.
Right. Savan, thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Appreciate it. You're a new friend of mine, and let's be in touch on the phone and with our ideas, talk about web pages, talk about just all these new things about mindfulness. I think it's wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. All right. Wrap up the show by letting our listeners know that this show is about health, about body, mind, spirit, aging, activism. We want to end all wars. We have shows on that. We're going to have shows on a lot of wonderful things in the next few weeks. Social media networking, I believe, we're going to have next week. Genetically engineered foods, ending all the wars, aging, and all different things that go into aging and staying healthy with aging, reflexology, ED, which is erectile dysfunction. Those are the things we're going to have over the next 5-6 weeks, and I want you to stay tuned to this show every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Bobby Aliff. Our show is every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. I want to also say thanks to all the wonderful people that have been a part of this show and how we get it together, and starting with our two speakers today, Sherry Ray Russell, who is speaking about yoga, peace, and raw foods, and just a lot of positive things. And then we had Stefan Russell, who spoke about mindfulness and about how he changes life that way. Two great inspiring stories. I hope you enjoyed this show. Be sure to listen in again next week. If you like our show, rate us on iTunes. If you want to hear more shows that we've had, check us on the archives. And my number, my telephone number, I'm going to give it out to you, and it's 323-770-1925. Now I want to say thank you to all the wonderful people that have been part of this show, starting with our producer in New York on the Progressive Radio Network, producer Jason, our Los Angeles producer, Jimmy D, our associate producer, Stuart Hassel, and you. I want to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in and giving your thoughts and your insight. I'm getting wonderful feedback from a lot of you on what you like about the show. And I want to also leave you with some inspiring thoughts about just do what we said on the show. Give it a chance. Move your body. Exercise. Yoga. Raw foods. These are all wonderful things. We're going to put together a great website real soon about all these things we're talking about on the show, all how you can change your life, how we can create a better world. So stay with us and give us a chance to help you and teach you what's going on. Okay, we're going to sign off with a beautiful song, We Are the World. Our engineer, Melissa, thank you. And also, Melissa, for being there and helping us put this show together. So if you could put that song on, We Are the World, give as much time as you can. It's a beautiful song with great words. That's what we're all about. Thank you again, and we hope to hear from you. We hope to have you listen in again next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.
There's a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is